St. Gregory of Nyssa perfectly sums up all of the readings today when he closed his writing, and I quote, "As I see it, Christian perfection consists in this, sharing the titles which express the meanings of Christ's name. We bring out this meaning in our minds, in our prayers, and our way of life. This is what it means to truly walk the narrow road that Christ has set in the gospel reading, my brothers and sisters. Too often time we look at other people and we become jealous of them, jealous of what they have, or we think that we deserve better. But my brothers and sisters, the way of life, the way of faith, asks us to walk the straight and narrow, which is hard, which requires us to let go of some of the baggage, some of the things that hold us down, and some of the things that enslave us. My brothers and sisters, letting go is hard. But on this journey back home, we need to let go so that we can lighten our spiritual load, so that we can embrace the will of God and to become more Christ-like in words and actions. When Abraham and Lot had their exchange in the first reading today, Abram asked Lot to choose first, and Lot immediately see all the benefits from the rich and fertile land, and he chose that land. But guess what? That land ultimately becomes Sodom and Gomorrah, the place where it's become the titles of the two cities that live according to the flesh, according to worldly and egocentric desires instead of the straight and narrow. Oftentimes we see the things of this world and we're being enticed by them and we chase after them. But my brothers and sisters, be generous in allowing people to become who they're called to be, instead of us worrying about what we don't have and always jealous of them. Let go, be generous to God, walk the straight and narrow, and God will bless us much more than what we can comprehend, much more than what we can see, much more than what we can grasp, because we possess life eternal. My brothers and sisters, this is my challenge for you, that we read the readings today again. Walk the straight and narrow. Walk the law of the Lord and allow ourselves to become more Christ-like each day in how we fix our mind to Him, by how we pray, and how we live our life.